The marvellous thing about the British is that they do keep themselves to themselves. Even people who've travelled on the same train for years may never speak to each other unless something unusual happens.
The 8:15 to Waterloo is just leaving platform 2.
Forgive my saying so, but, you nearly missed the train this morning. Oh, yes, sir, I suppose I did. excuse me being a bit forward, but do you know that's the first time ever that you've spoken to me on this train?
Oh, I say, I'm terribly sorry. I don't know what came over me. By the way, how long have we been travelling together on this train?
20 years.
Good Lord.
Really? Yes. 20 years today. I remember, because it was the day after I came back from my honeymoon that I started my new job and travelled up on this train for the first time.
Well, hot dang it. What a small world. I've been married for 20 years myself.
Oh, it's extraordinary. All those years, and we only just started talking to each other.
Yes, it is a strange coincidence. I hope you don't mind my asking, but where were you married?
Oh, locally, at the church on the hill. No, St. Mark's. No. No, not St. Mark's.
St. Spencer's.
No, St. Oh, dash it. St. Michael's. Yes, that's the one. St. Michael's. Been forgetting my own name next. were you married locally too?
Oh, yes, indeed. The same church. What was the name of the vicar? Harry something.
Quilby.
Dolby.
No. Beachy.
Something like that.
I remember. Hazeltine. Harry Hazeltine.
Yes, that's the man. A very old chap. Very short-sighted, I remember, and deaf as a post. Poor old Harry Hazeltine. Killed climbing the Matterhorn, you know.
Ah, that's Harry all right. Keen type. I remember saying that Harry Hazeltine was getting a bit past it to my wife on our honeymoon. It was at St. Mawes.
St. Mawes in Cornwall?
Well, yes. Oh, don't tell me you spent your honeymoon there.
Well, how odd, yes. We stayed at the Twisted Swan.
So did we. That extraordinary.
Which month were you there?
The beginning of June.
Oh, we were there at the end of June. Oh, my, how strange.
That is so much.
You always get on the train at Surbiton. Do you live there?
No, I live halfway between Esher and Surbiton, but I like to walk down across the country. No, I've got a season ticket and I can use either station, you see.
We must live pretty close to each other.
Well, I live in Elm Park Avenue.
Elm Park Avenue? Cool.
Did you write all me?
Yes, I live in Elm Park Avenue too.
Well, I'm blown. Which number?
Number 7.
Number 11?
No, number 7.
But I live at number 7.
No. Number 7, the house with the pink flamingo for the rock pool.
And the fishing gnome beside it.
Right. What time do you get up in the morning?
6:30. I always was an early riser. Then I go for an early morning jog, get back at 7:15 for breakfast.
Oh. I always get up at 6:35. Shower and breakfast and leave the house by 17.
Oh.
I like to walk the long way round, servant.
Oh.
Which side of the bed do you sleep on?
Left. And you?
I sleep on the right.
What's the name of your wife?
Margaret.
Well, two things are certain.
What's that?
We both married a very remarkable woman. And it's a bloody lucky thing for Harry Hazeltine that he was killed on the Matterhorn.